Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already Wednesday, the good old hump day. For those of you that work 5 days a week, I work 7 days a week, so just another day. It is the 24th day, ladies and gentlemen, of July 2013. And Obama, again, is doing his 20-something economy pivot, reset, whatever he calls it, as the globalists publicly state their plan is to deindustrialize the Western world, from Australia to Western Europe, right through to the United States and Canada, but also halt industrialization and clean industrialization or more modern industrialization of the entire third world, except in small controlled development zones under IMF World Bank agreements. That's the New World Order. They're above the law. They don't pay taxes. Poor people, middle-class people, rich people that aren't part of the inside crew, countries, everybody else gets gang-raped. And it is the most inequitable, discriminatory system, but we're all busy fighting with each other over George Zimmerman, aren't we? Meanwhile, there's an article up on Infowars.com, the black George Zimmerman the media doesn't want you to know about. A black neighborhood watch gentleman that found three white teens breaking into vehicles. They rushed him. He shot and killed one. And the prosecutor wanted to throw him in jail. But guess what happened? The grand jury said no. Witnesses said they saw the guys run at you, not jump on top of you and slam your head into the ground. Run at you so you had a right to shoot them. And this is what thugs in government and thugs on the street, they're all the same. They want to have the guns. The government wants to have the guns at the highest levels. And the low-level police on average are pro-guns, so they understand that. But the high-level criminals, they don't want you armed. The street thugs don't want you armed. I don't care if you're a black thug in the whole gangster urban culture or a white thug in the whole gangster urban culture. You want to feed on people that don't have a gun strapped to them and aren't ready to peel off a cap in your booty. That's what we're talking about here. And it's such a good feeling, folks, when I sleep at night or when I'm in my studio, that I'm not afraid of some crazy coming in here after me, because I'm going to peel a cap off in their butt so fast. Anyways, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm getting a little bit urban myself, as they say. The point is so much fun. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, that criminals at every level want the monopoly of force, whether it's the UN, whether it's the globalist, whether it is the mafia, you name it. The first thing a robber does when they bust into somebody's house is they say, hands up, get down on the floor, and they tie you up. And government's tying us down with the ropes of Homeland Security to carry out the orderly extermination of our liberties and our conversion into a totally massive police state. So I'm going to open the phones up again. I'm by increment moving towards what I could do 10 years ago every day, take 50 calls in an hour. I'm incrementally moving towards that Valhalla area of the universe. And then we're going to have an update on some major medical developments for 30 minutes at the end of the second hour. Looking at amazing news on fish oil that they're demonizing. Also, major scientific studies on iodine in food boosting IQ. This is really important stuff. And we're also going to have a gentleman on who's got an offer for George Zimmerman. But we'll break that when they join us in the last 15 minutes or so of the third hour. But it's going to be open phones. We've got big military police state news, big NSA news, big Trayvon Martin commie protest breaking, big Obamacare news, and the showdown on that. It's all coming up today, so strap yourselves in.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to be taking your phone calls throughout the next 3 hours on this Wednesday edition. We're going to plunge into Obama's 20-something, it's the 25th pivot or reset of the economy, which means more banker bailouts to foreign corporations, more taxpayer payments to MSNBC, more domestic CIA propaganda operations, more people getting text from Obama forced onto the front page of their phone, more checkpoints on the highways, more illegal desensitization, military drills on the streets, TSA checkpoints, more forced inoculation outside of law, more harassment of businesses, shutting down industries, shutting down power plants, shutting down factories, paying $21 billion to ship General Motors to communist China, on and on. More persecution of the press, more persecution of whistleblowers, of money laundering, government drug dealing, illegal spying, illegal torture, just absolute orgy of corruption. Yeah, the Weekly Standard says it's his 19th time to pivot. But I count over 20 because it's 19 pivots, but 5 or 6 resets. In fact, look up how many times he's called it a reset. I remember it every 6 months or so. So I'm conservative when I say 4 or 5 times. He's been in office 5 years, 5 and a half. I don't know. I mean, 15 resets. So when I say 25, I mean, I'm counting pivots, resets. I mean, they call wars now non-lethal lethal operations, or lethal non-lethal, or less lethal, or kinetic actions. It's just a wall of bull. And now Congress is looking at a government shutdown over Obamacare as Republican leadership in the Senate, forced by their constituents. Some of these guys just a year ago were still supporting Obamacare, are now seeing it will sink the country. It will bankrupt health care, which is the Cloward and Piven socialist Obama plan to bankrupt the country. They're talking about 6 out of 10 doctors in a national survey Monday we covered quitting. And by the way, my dad's a dentist and oral surgeon. He knows a lot of dentists, a lot of oral surgeons, a lot of doctors. Most of them that are even 50 years old already, only plastic surgeons and specialists are making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year. I know Harvard-educated doctors in my family who have been doctors and graduates for 16 years and just finished paying off their student loans and moved from a lower middle class house into a middle class type house, 4-bedroom, so that all their kids have a place to sleep. And I mean, so some people have this image of doctors are just rolling in money. 17 years to pay off your student loans from Harvard. 17 years. This is the type of stuff that is going on out there. And now, because of the regulations and the liability insurance, the malpractice insurance, I know doctors that have to pay who've never even had major claims or never lost. There's all sorts of kooks out there trying to get rich off these fake claims, who have to pay $70,000 to $80,000 or even more $1,000 a year for their liability insurance, their malpractice insurance. And I know doctors that have done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of serious surgeries, or really more than that, who've actually had cases, but beat the malpractice cases. And they've got to pay $150,000 a year in liability insurance. It is the insurance companies that are destroying this country, along with a pack of lawyers, the litigious, baratree practicing frauds, who the courts will not bring to justice. You know, most cases, somebody brings a false charge, you've got to go fight it and beat it. It's the law says you can sue them back for attorney's fees and things, but it's very hard to win unless you know exactly which court to go after them in. And again, this is knowledge that most lawyers don't know, And most lawyers don't want to tell you, because even if they're, quote, a good guy lawyer, they're actually at a certain level working with the corrupt lawyers, in that they're not shutting them down when they could. They're letting them go out and create fraudulent cases and then basically going and beating them, but still both sides make money. And I'm kind of digressing. Then you have the big multinational pharma companies that have tax exemption. In many cases, they have diplomatic immunity, and they have immunity domestically in most countries, in Europe, the United States, you name it, from their drugs hurting people. They have liability protection and immunity given to them, sovereign immunity, as it's called, by the government. Well, that's unconstitutional for Bayer Pharmaceutical to knowingly put HIV in their Factor VIII and knowingly ship it out for 10 years, a death sentence, with hepatitis as well, and then, oh, well, they've got immunity because the government passed a law. What happened this year? Monsanto was given immunity from their GMOs. Now, why would Congress pass the Monsanto Protection Act, written by Monsanto, to give them immunity, just like they were given immunity on Agent Orange and dioxin they dumped in poor black neighborhoods, on and on and on. These are consciously evil companies with evil histories and clear and present danger to humanity. So the bad guys are protected from liability, and then your small town hospital isn't, so it goes bankrupt from all the lawsuits because there's all these bugs that are immune to the drugs, that are immune to the different type of antibiotics. And so you come in there and the guy next to you has it, and there's nothing they can do in the hospital to stop it from getting over to you. You die of flesh-eating bacteria, and then you go and sue and beat the hospital. And then now it's shut down, and you've got to go to one of the big tax-free, Rockefeller-owned, tax-exempt, but they're really profit centers. And guess what? They've got all the judges in their pockets. You can't win against them. See, the whole New World Order is about made men. And I'm not talking about the Gambinos and the Bananos and the groups like that. I'm not talking about Don Corleone. That's a low-level mafia that the globalists just kind of fed on and partially destroyed because it got too big for its britches, as I've told you many times and as a historical fact. The real mafias are so entrenched, they run our government, they run our military, they own the big banks, they own the insurance companies, they're 100% globally tax exempt, they can commit any crime they want and get away with it, they can take private bank accounts from Cyprus or the United States and get away with it, they can commit any amount of, they kill people at their own house. There's been cases with the DuPonts and people, driving around with army tanks, their own private army tanks, running people over, and they get away with it for years. I mean, this is who they are. And they're establishing a world government where they're 100% above the law in every level and every regulation. And why is that important? Because they write the regulations to shut you down and impoverish you and enslave you and use poverty as a political weapon. It's called siege. It's called salting the earth politically, economically. And I sit here watching a Godzilla-level attack by the globalist. Godzilla couldn't, 50 Godzillas couldn't do to America what the globalists have already done the last 30 years. I mean, they're shutting everything down with regulations and bureaucrats and harassment right here in Austin that's under Agenda 21, the major command base. They have Agenda 21 meetings I've sent my crews to. They show this triangle where they take over Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, but in the middle of the triangle, they even call Austin their base of operations, federally funded UN model city. And, oh, if you're not an insider, you're not allowed to build a condo. You're not allowed. We're going to say this tree, you can't cut it down. Even my lawyer, Eric Tabb, he said he'll come on air about this. I should get him on. Downtown, they let this business build a big outside deck on Congress. Gave them the permits and then came and withdrew the permits after it was built, $150,000 deck. It's a giant deck. And it was a big case in the news. They were doing this to hundreds of people on record, but they fought back. My lawyer fought back. Went and beat the city But now they're still harassing the company anyways. This is what they do. They come and they say, yeah, you're allowed to build. And then they come back and say, now you can't build. The essence of the New World Order is this story from PrisonPlanet.com, American Dream, Michael Snyder. Look at this. Obama administration requires magician to submit 32-page disaster plan for his rabbit, pay all the fines and fees, and register it under OSHA to be able to bring his rabbit that he's been for decades bringing in to schools and nursing homes and other places, Marty the Magician. I'm going to get him on. The U.S. Department of Agriculture requires the rabbit be licensed, which is weird enough, but then things enter the rabbit warrant of the truly bizarre in the USDA rule 7 years in the making. That he has to have a disaster plan for the rabbit for flooding, earthquake, wildfire, obviously insurance, international attack, to name a few examples. And he goes on to say, my country's broke, he says. We are out of money, and now the government is spending time and money worrying about emergency plan for a bunny rabbit. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the plan here. We have such a nanny state. I shot a video of my son catching a 50-pound alligator gar. My phone died by the time I caught a 95-pounder. It was out of batteries. By the way, we were throwing these back, even though we could have taken them and, they supposedly have some pretty good backstrap meat with sport fishing. Plus, they're an air-breathing. It's a prehistoric fish. It breathes mostly from the air over its lungs. And there are people all over saying, shut my channel down for torturing a fish because they think it's torture when we take the prongs to open its mouth to get the hook out. And they're taking over. They're going to ban fishing. Unless you're a factory trawler, then it's okay. By the way, I'm going to play the video and audio of this later in the hour of my great crime abusing an alligator gar. And, you sit there and you joke about that. People think it's bad to go hunting, but then they'll go eat a hamburger. And when I drive by factory farms and things, I think that's really abusive. And we should move towards more humane farming. And I try to, with my purchases, buy things that have been naturally caught or things that have been properly farmed, raised, because I don't want the GMO. I don't want all the garbage that's in those animals. I don't want the farm-raised chicken that is literally like a concentration camp where they cut their beaks off when they're babies so they don't peck themselves to death. The chickens try to commit suicide. In the big, mega, massive, those big steel buildings, aluminum buildings you see out in the countryside. And I know people are out there trying to make a living doing it, but man, I've been inside those. I have been inside those. I have seen it. I have seen what it's like. And let me tell you, you can feel the spiritual or psychic energy of those chickens or those turkeys. I was actually, what I really saw was a turkey house with about a half million turkeys in it. It was one of the smaller ones. And let me tell you, you could just see mites and stuff crawling across the floor. The point is that then you've got these dumbed down idiots who are on my YouTube channel going, I'm reporting you to YouTube for animal abuse. Because with a 50-pound gar, you've got these tongs, these dull hooks that you use to get in there and open its mouth up to then get the hook out. And I can legally and lawfully then, butcher it and do that if I wanted to. And I decided to throw them back. It was normal human instinct to go out and fish, show my son. We caught some other fish that were more edible that we actually ate. But we ran into a bunch of big alligator gar. Again, I caught over a 90-pounder, landed it. We hooked a shark, a black tip, but it broke off. Its tail slashed when it came for the boat and broke that off. It was about 5 feet long. And by the way, I like shark. I would have kept that and eaten that. But the whole point is just something about that prehistoric gar. They say they actually taste pretty good, but I didn't. And so we use it as a joke to say, Obama caught the fish. We didn't catch it. And the guide that took us out there and did a great job, by the way, Mark Malfa down in South Texas. He's been on some of the Discovery Channel River Monster shows. He did a great job taking us down there. We're just there to abuse fish, according to people that literally think no one should be able to eat any meat. But the issue is they have to clear land and displace and kill animals to be able to grow stuff that vegan eat. And you may be on a high horse and feel good about what you're doing and are against animal cruelty, and I get that. But you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the whole world, animals eat animals. If you're an omnivore or a carnivore, and humans are omnivores. I mean, is it cruel that that gar had parasites on it, sucking its blood? I mean, are they being abusive? Should they have a YouTube strike put on them? Should they get in trouble? It's this ultra-political correctness where no one cares about GMO killing almost all the honeybees. People don't care about, you know, all sorts of just incredible attacks on humans being poisoned, humans being killed all over the world, 30 million humans starving to death. People associate all of their humanity with identifying with animals and not humans. And if humans aren't protected and if life isn't valued for humans or aborted babies, it's not going to be valued for animals. And the globalists pick and choose which environmental issues they want to hot button push, just like they do with the Trayvon Martin case, to hot button push. They choose politically issues they want to manipulate to get an agenda through. And now John McCain, today, I have the video clip, has joined Obama and has joined Gutierrez in the Congress and everybody else calling to have a federal law restricting and rolling back concealed carry. They're so angry. On average, you have a 27% drop in crime within 2 years after concealed carry goes in Florida and Texas. And within a decade, they saw over 40% drops in crime. Since the Justice Department numbers came out from 1996, you know what the crime rate dropped, right? Violent crime, 61%. Crimes with firearms, 49%. We've beaten that dead horse, but we need to beat it some more because people, the establishment knows, ladies and gentlemen, the establishment knows if they armed folks in Southside Chicago and got rid of the gun prohibition, the criminals would disappear very, very quickly. I mean, in a year, you'd have thousands of criminals shot dead and then it'd all be over. Kennesaw, Georgia had a huge crime wave. They passed a law repealing the gun ban. Crime rate dropped 86%. Look that up. That's the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The answer is guns. Guns. You know, rednecks don't hardly ever get robbed driving big trucks with cowboy hats on. You know why nobody robs them? Because everybody knows they got a gun. They got a shotgun, a rifle, a four-wheel drive. And I want everybody to be a country boy, even if you live in the city, whether you're black, white, or Hispanic. I want you to man up and learn how to use a gun so you can defend yourself.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to be announcing the winners on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I've pushed it back a few days, but as I said, the contest will be done by July 31st. We have over 600 entries. We have watched all 600. I have watched several hundred. And I have watched the top 35 several times now. And I just cannot decide. It may come down to putting the top three in a hat. But that's not fair. Every once in a while, I'm a person who's very committed, decisive. I make a lot of decisions, just bam, that's the right thing to do. It's clear. But when it comes to judging contests, and there's so many good ones, it really is hard to decide which one you think is the best. So one winner will get $10,000. That's second place. Third place gets $5,000. First place, $100,000, which is really a Patriot film festival. The globalists will give billions of dollars a year in the U.S. alone of taxpayer money with the federal arts departments to anti-American, anti-liberty, anti-family outfits. Oh, here's $1 million or more to put a crucifix in a brandy glass of urine. Here is $100,000 to put manure on the Virgin Mary. And again, it's meant to defile people. It's meant to abuse groups. It's meant to put down Protestants, put down Catholics, put down Christians, and set the precedent that we're allowed to abuse you. We're allowed to send in Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to hunt down and blow up churches and kill Christians en masse, and it's not even going to be in the U.S. news. We're going to give Obama a peace prize. Okay, how about five more for that? So I'm saying, hey, I'm not going to buy, you know, some big boat, some giant $100,000 cabin cruiser, though that kind of sounds good. I'm going to take that money and I'm going to say, hey, $100,000 to First Place to get people into the act of resistance. And then out of that, I'm going to try to work with the filmmakers, the winners and others, to create a larger film division here so we can produce a bunch of films that I produce, but that I don't have to direct. Because my greatest frustration, one of my greatest frustrations in life, is that I get off the air at like 2 o'clock. I got a bunch of administrative stuff to do. Sometimes I do the nightly news, or I've got to vet stories. And then I'm in there trying to do Obama Deception 2. And I can make as good a documentary as anybody. I can do the whole cinematic, 9 yards. We've done short films. You've seen that. But then I end up putting out great informational films, but I can't just, in the time frames I've got, put out the real masterworks. But I'm working as hard as I can. But I can go out and find other amazing filmmakers who can prove that in 2 months they can make a powerful film, so that I can then work with them, talk to them, and try to fund them. Still on a shoestring budget, but $100,000, $200,000 in phase two to put out a couple of InfoWars produced films every year with the goal of reaching people and hopefully then making enough money back to make more. That's why I put in over 100% of the money that comes in now. I war chested money over the last decade a little bit. Now I've gone into the phase of expending that cashola. Because I'm not going to sit here later when the globalists totally take over and shut off the free press and just wish I would have done more. So I want to salute everyone that entered the contest. You can see all of them at Infowars.com/Paul for Paul Revere. Infowars.com/Paul. You can see the top 35 and then hundreds and hundreds of others after the top finalist. And then you can... take that information and take the video that you think's the most important and send it to your friends, your family. Because, hey, maybe you don't like Alex Jones' style. Maybe I don't like my style sometimes. Maybe you think I'm too harsh or I'm too angry or whatever the case is. Well, I've got all these reporters. You can see what they do on the nightly news, whoever your fancy is, whether it's somebody like Ja'Kari Jackson or whether it's Darren McBreen or Paul Watson or... Leanne McAdoo, or whoever it is, or John Bowne, or any of the great people we've got here. That's why I'm trying to build a larger organization. I've got all these writers with different flair and different research and different acumen and different gravitas. I'm trying to build an organization to really challenge the globalist, but more importantly, to challenge the people, we the people, you out there listening, you out there watching, to take action in this second American revolution against tyranny worldwide, what I call 1776 worldwide, liberty or death. My direct ancestors raised Colonel Travis's son. My direct ancestors were in San Jacinto and in the whole nine yards. I don't even get into my illustrious pedigree of fighters, not royal blood, blood that resists tyranny. But I'm proud of that, and that beats in my breast. But it beats in your breast as well. Even if you don't know your genealogy, the fact that you survived, the fact that you're here, shows your ancestors fought for their families. And that's why I say liberty or death, victory or death, in the words of Colonel William Barrett Travis, I will never surrender in the face of the New World Order. And this is a pure research project. Of just, here's $115,000 in prizes. What are you going to do with this? And it was more successful, probably twice as more successful, or three times, really, than what I thought. If we got 200 good ones, I thought, well, those are little bullets that are going to bounce around forever, hitting the New World Order. Lord knows where those message in a bottles are going to go. those big Batman distress calls into the sky. I mean, it's a big effect. Millions and millions and millions of views already. And now we're going to take the top 35 films or so and showcase them on the nightly news, showcase them on the radio to millions of people, showcase them on InfoWars.com, and they're all going to get millions of views individually. Many of them have already gotten close to a million. Some that were going towards a million, like George Washington's Revenge, was it like 600,000 or so when Michael Moore had it removed? This is going to be mega massive, and it's been a success, so praise God. I want to thank God, number one, but all of you. And then I want to thank everybody that buys the books, that buys the videos, that buys the Liberty or Death, Don't Tread on Me, InfoWars.com t-shirts, that give subscriptions to InfoWars magazine, great way to wake people up, 12 issues, that buys the ProPure and gets the best price with promo code WATER at InfoWarsStore.com. You are the people out there that are making all of this possible. You are the resistance. So just know, if you want to empower the fist of the people ramming into the globalist technocrats' face, we are the front line. I'm not on an arrogant power trip. It's the opposite. With great power comes great responsibility. But I realize, folks, we are the best there is. We are the most hardcore. We are the most effective. We're breaking through the electronic Berlin Wall. We're forcing real news out there. And we are here bringing you all the other alternative media that's focused on liberty and freedom, that's focused on empowering. I even have leftists on, as long as they don't stir up COINTELPRO infighting, to get their perspective and humanize things and try to reach out to them so that we can wake them up with a true constitutional, pro-human, libertarian ideal. I mean, I'm here to win, folks. I've studied history. I know fortune favors the bold, and the fortune that I'm after is human dignity for my children and your children together in the future, and their children and their children and their children. That's what I fear is societal death. I fear collapse of civilization. I fear collapse of justice. I fear turning the world over to the most evil, wicked, inbred, self-serving, jealous, envious, crooked, selfish garbage the planet's ever seen. We can't turn humanity over to these people, and it's going to be art that's going to defeat them. They've used our money against us, but their media is dying. Their art is dying. Their propaganda system's dying. People won't go see their filth anymore. People won't. The Bible show gets 14 million viewers. The other top show on that channel gets 2 million. And Hollywood tries to get it shut down, but their own people go, look, they want something wholesome. And it's the same thing with this show. People want goodness. They want success. They want stability. They want freedom. They want decency. They don't want their children corrupted. They want their children to be innocent and grow up and make their own decisions about the world, not have a bunch of perverts in the New World Order try to mess up their minds. So I'm committed to this fight all the way. I told you a year ago, we ran that promo ad for a year, that I'm taking InfoWars to the next level, but I need your help. We can't do this without your help. And you stood beside us and behind us and in front of us, and you empowered us financially, but also by word of mouth. It doesn't matter if you have no money and are listening to us on an old shortwave radio. You could spread the word about the broadcast to get people to tune in and wake up and then also support us. And that's how it works. You've got your heart, you've got your lungs, you've got your red blood, you've got your mind. So people out there, you can buy, literally we sell them at cost as a service, incredible shortwave radios from $25 up to $200, solar powered, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. The best water filters. I go out, research it, find the best, InfoWarsStore.com. Our local AM and FM affiliates, support them, buy from their sponsors. Become a sponsor. Put your money where your mouth is. The fight for human liberty is now. Get the July issue. We had 30,000 extra printed up, but we're almost out of those. It's got 10 bumper stickers in the July issue. Sign up, buy them in bulk at cost, or get a yearly subscription. That's also at cost. So you get the 6 medium size and 4 big stickers that say, America has been occupied by globalist forces. I mean, this is what's going on. And go to InfoWars.com/Paul and get all of those amazing videos, whatever touches you the most. That is a pure goodness we've done. that you've done supporting us so I could have a $115,000 contest to bring in all these incredible filmmakers as really a financial sacrifice to liberty and to the art of freedom. Art, the culture of freedom. Create art. That's how you defeat the New World Order. That's why we showcase artists every month in the magazine and artists every day on the site. That's why I have an art department of five people here. I mean, that's bigger than what some of the other big talk show hosts would even dream of having, because it's a commitment not to a trophy wife and a $25 million jet and the biggest house at the end of the street. It is a commitment to making history and crushing the New World Order. It is a commitment to going all the way, whether we beat them, back them off, or whether they kill me. I am committed, and I have sworn on the altar of God, eternal resistance over every form of tyranny over the mind of men. I didn't mean to go off into that jag right there. It's just that we're making history. As ragtag and as obnoxious as I am, I've got guts and the intellect God gave me, and that's enough. And I know you're smarter than me out there. I know you're more eloquent than me out there. I know you're stronger than me out there. I know you could do things better than I'm doing it. So show me. Show me what you can do. Just like when I had the reporter contest. Show me who can be the next Alex Jones and beyond. Show me. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm all in. I'm committed. Show me. Show me what you can do. And you did it with this contest. 600 plus entries that passed the grade. All of you did an incredible job. All of you were winners. All of you were saluted. All of you have taken your first step into a wider world. And now it's time to make more films and to resist. Even if you don't win, you can show people the film you made. You can get into film school with that. Anything. It's the only way you fail is not taking action. The only way you fail is not taking on the globalist. I'm going to open the phones up. It's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Wide open phones. Long-time callers, first time, whatever. People agree, disagree, whatever. 800-259-9231. But what America always had for all our evils, what made us the meanest, toughest, trailblazingest, inventors, swashbuckling, you name it, the whole world marveled at America. And you know why? Because we had a fighting spirit, ladies and gentlemen, and a spirit of independence that wasn't going to be pushed around and wasn't going to back off for nobody. We were going to stand up and win and build a civilization or die trying. And I want to see that spirit again. I see the executive type men. You can always tell them. At the gym or on the streets or wherever, and I can say when some guy's done getting off his mountain bike, so you're an executive, you're a manager. Yeah, I manage 70 people at local silicon company. How do you know? Well, I can just tell by your bearing, the focus in your eyes, all of it, that you're somebody thinking about a lot of stuff. I can tell. You're in charge. America needs you. The world needs you. Yeah, I know who you are, Jones. You're not going to help the public. They want to be slaves. That's what all these guys always tell me. Billionaires. I mean, you name it, folks. I've had dinner with billionaires, defense contractor company owners, you name it over the years. And they're always just, well, the proletariat, the general public are too big a slaves. They don't want to be helped. And you know, I just try to work on the inside, but even that's bad. And it's even cutthroat there. And even the establishment people are all getting armored redoubts and don't trust each other. Exactly. Why did the New World Order think you're going to build this nightmare system to dominate humanity and play God and that it wasn't going to bite you in the butt? You're going to put Skynet in charge and drone robots and all this stuff and that it's not going to be taken over or it's not going to be used against you? You people are building your own destruction. You are building your own incinerator. You are building your own technocratic system when you're looking for eternal life. Through the cybernetic interfaces, you're gambling everything. You believe you're going to attain this. I mean, let's say maybe you can. A lot of people will disagree with you, but let's just say it's possible. You're gambling all of human civilization and everything in a mad rush, open air, GMO, genetic pharmacological crops, nanotech, cyber interfaces, the whole world you're using as a giant experiment out of it, using the public to experiment on with all these vaccines on record. That's why they have the police doing checkpoints, taking blood without warrants now. The real reason is it goes to Department of Defense to see what their bioweapon programs are doing to find molecular cures for themselves. I mean, we are all lab rats. Everybody that works for the system, you're under attack. Don't you get it, executives? You know, the worst are people that make $1 million a year and think they're ultra rich and think they're part of the establishment. You're nobody. I've talked to a lot of famous people off record, billionaires, heads of movie companies, you name it, and they're scared and they know what they're running with at the top, folks, okay? They know what they're running with at the top. They know it's competition between a bunch of top devils. And they got where they were because of smarts, but now the devils don't like them there. The devil comes and says, you put your money into your eugenics program like Bill and Melinda Gates and everybody else before you and this Rockefeller program set up with the head of IBM, Dr. Thomas Watson, or we're going to shut you down and put you in prison. Now, you join right now. And even if they know you're not evil, they give your butt cancer. We'll be right back. All right, folks, here's what's coming up after I take your calls. This is up on drudgereport.com on the bottom of the left-hand side. It's from Infowars.com and Kurt Nimmo. Army conducts nighttime exercises in downtown Chicago, scaring the population. And this is being done in every city of the country on record to acclimate us for military occupation. They've had members of Congress from Illinois say they want Army on the streets. So Army Times admits that, so we're proven right yet again. And it's to condition the military. This is okay. Google wants 2 million Google Glasses in the next year on the street, hooked into Google, giving them almost omnipresent type surveillance. Police notify family of son's homicide, shoot pet dog because it growled at him. That's an epidemic. U.S. Border Patrol deporting legal alien for 37 criminal convictions in the U.S. despite Obama's orders to halt deportations of criminals. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that's been going on? I mean, you cannot make up the destruction of this country that's going on. Also, Trayvon protesters organized by communists who praise Stalin and Mao. That's confirmed. And then all over the country, not just in Houston, they're having Democratic operatives. Every case we look them up, they work for federally funded groups, like this woman down in Houston. And they go hold up signs saying, I'm a racist, and then go on the camera and say, I support, you know, going after black people. I'm a racist. And the AP knows it's fake. MSNBC knows it's fake. By the way, I haven't seen retractions. We're 2 days into this being admitted to be fake. No retractions, because they just are just propagandizing their viewers and readers. Just savaging you with lies. And now they're like, yeah, the CIA runs this. And again, the CIA is run by foreign banks, ladies and gentlemen. It was founded by British intelligence at Yale. Look it up. Look it up. Look it up. It's not even debated. Do you understand that? Man, I try to come in here and get calm, then I just get so angry. So that's some of what's coming up. Let's go to William in FEMA Region 2. Whereabouts is that on the East Coast there in FEMA Region 2 in the former United States?
Hey, how you doing, extremist?
Good. What area of FEMA Region 2 are you in there, bub?
New York.
New York. Welcome.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex? I want to share something. Well, not really share something. I'll say this loud and clear, okay? George Zimmerman is not white, okay? Let's wake up, people.
No, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is white if he commits a crime.
Please, okay? This is getting a lot of people upset. It's turning white people into racists. I think that's their agenda.
Of course it is. Of course. That's the whole plan.
You know, but it's not going to work, though, okay? Because it's going to backfire on them. And all us people together, we're going to come together collectively to fight the New World Order. That's what's going to happen.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, when I got that Black Panther national leader on yesterday, he had to be nice and admit humanity, but he goes back and says horrible stuff to his group because that's what sells. That's what sells at the Klan rallies. But when you're being human with somebody and going, you know we're being engineered to do this, there's no one that won't go, you know, you're right. The media is doing this to divide us. It doesn't matter whether Zimmerman's guilty or not. They tried to frame him, so as Jimmy Carter said, he has to go free. But it's not like I'm like, yeah, George Zimmerman goes free. I don't know. He looks like Kim Jong-un to me, but I don't think North Korea did this.
Another thing, Alex, I think you got to get more exposure to that new article you got up about the black gentleman, which had the same issue.
Yep, and it was a completely. I've now looked the guy up. We're getting him on. It was a completely white grand jury that no-billed him. Oh, those white racists. The black guy shoots a white kid breaking in a car that rushes him, and the white racist, they didn't put the black guy in jail. You see, that's why the defense attorney rightly said, if George Zimmerman would have been a black guy living in that area that dressed nice, it'd be over. He never would have been indicted. It's an absolute fact. It's how you dress and how you talk, folks, not what color you are.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty wound up today. Guess I'm wearing my Liberty or Death shirt. That always gets me. Always gets me fired up. We're taking your phone calls right now. Then Ben Fuchs is popping in with some really important medical news on iodine and stuff I saw. I mentioned this yesterday, so I want to talk about it today. Here it is, how adding iodine to salt resulted in a decade's worth of IQ gains in the United States. But see, they took that out because it increased our IQ and put fluoride in that decreases it. In fact, print me the Harvard study again. And then the index of 24 studies they mentioned. So I want to show the parallel. Take out what boosts IQ, put in what lowers it. I'm going to get him to pop in on that and a few other issues at the bottom of the hour. And I got a bunch of news on the Zimmerman case, military drills, the economy, you name it. But right now, let's go back to your ring-a-dingies. Let's talk to Karen in Arizona. Welcome.
Welcome, Alex, and I want to share some information with you. On August 22nd and 23rd, there's going to be, again, an Environmental and Sustainability Summit, and this time it's going to be at the Stone Ridge Golf Club off of Highway 69 in Prescott Valley. Alex, last year when I called in and mentioned it to you, I was the only one that protested. And you're right. They're having these here sustainability conferences in small towns because they know that the people will not be able to come to it. I'm asking, please, people.
Absolutely. For those that don't know, the Department of Energy and the Department of Housing and Urban Development are spending billions with a big fat B. I think last time I checked, like $3 billion a year in packages to pay the state-run and privately-run enviro groups to take over your town, to bring in people, carpetbaggers, you know, from outside New York, outside Texas, outside Alabama, outside wherever you're at. They come in, they move in, they take over your town. Then they give insiders tax exemption, money to build buildings. Then they cut your buildings off, use code enforcers to shut you down. Agenda 21 is a foreign banking mafia takeover that selectively destroys property rights so the globalist property goes up in value. It is neo-feudalistic fascism. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
I'm asking people, please, please, this time I'm begging you, if you really care for your the state of Arizona, protest at this conference. It's going to be at the Stone Ridge.
Absolutely.
You can call Arizona Chamber of Commerce at 602-248-9172.
Well, ma'am, if you just give us the name of the conference, people can find it. You're a nice lady, but most shows won't let you put a number out. Because people sometimes call in and give out, like, say, their ex-husband's number or their husband's number or their wife's number. You know, they'll harass people by giving out a wrong number, and then people get phone calls. I had somebody do that once, and it was to a flower place on purpose. So I can't give out numbers unless you're a guest I've gotten on and I've vetted you. But just say the name of the land-grabbing conference, the slave conference, the trendy conference for people again.
Okay, it's going to be on August 22nd, but the main conference is going to be August 23rd at the Stone Ridge Golf Club. It's at
No, I know, ma'am, I'm going to beg you one more time. What's the name of the conference?
It's called the Environmental and Sustainability Summit.
Yeah, no, everybody should just search that in their area. They're going on now in around 30-40% of the country. They've already taken over. And now it's an uphill battle, but you can still beat them. And they're freaking out in the New York Times, you name it, going, everyone's waking up. Here's how we got to counter them. And they do Delphi technique, you name it. It's going on in your town, folks. Make no mistake. It's all offshore. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan funded. Go look it up. Find out who's funding the private groups. Find out how HUD and others are funding it at the state level, just like Acorn. And all you got to do is go to their meetings and expose them, and it's over for them. And get local media to cover it and be there to talk to the media so they understand what's going on. The local media is in the dark. They're not usually part of the game plan. Thank you, ma'am.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We got to get up, get a U-Haul, it's time to leave. Get down, can't afford electricity. Nobody's got a dime in Detroit, broke city. We got to get up, get a U-Haul, it's time to leave. Get down, can't afford electricity. Nobody's got a dime in Detroit, broke city.
Boy, I tell you, it's a Detroit broke city, and that's what globalism will do. Obama promised to bail out Detroit, and he paid $21 billion to ship General Motors out of Detroit and ship that baby over to China, Brazil, and Eastern Europe. And Jeep is going to Italy. And guess what? Your money paid to ship it there. It's not just like the jobs left. Not just like caddies aren't going to be made in Detroit anymore or in Pittsburgh. No, now they're going to be made in Beijing and Peking. And the people aren't even going to get a livable wage over there. They're going to chain their kids up on the light poles outside and go work 18 hours and then go live in a cardboard box. That's where your jobs went. They went to Foxconn with the big suicide nets and the forced abortions and the forced drugging of the workers there. But don't worry, they're not going to need them soon. They've ordered 15 million robots. 5 million of them just got delivered. So they're like, hey, you know what? Go starve to death out there at the edge of town. Get out of here. Because Apple runs the show and has made sure they've actuaried it all down to make sure it totally implodes China, to make sure they suck down America and bankrupt us as good as they can. Because that's Agenda 21. While they build 3 new power plants a week in China, totally dirty coal power plants, and our clean plants, 3 of them a week, same number, are being shut down. And Pachauri, the head of the UN climate program, until he had to step down because we pointed it out with Lord Monckton, we pointed out for years until it finally hit the British news. They paid hundreds of millions of pounds to shut down the only steel mill left in the north of England and the coal power plant that gave it power to melt the steel up in Sheffield, where Paul Watson's from. And they moved it to India to a dirty plant that, guess who owned it? Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Pachauri! Can we hear that liner one more time? Detroit broke city? Because I think it says it all for everybody out there. And now they've said it's good. They're going to bulldoze a third of the city. That's begun. Yeah! Green space! And all you bureaucrats will get your pension funds taken, too. So go write some more tickets on old ladies.
Waging war on corruption.
Yeah.
It's Alex Jones.
We got to get up, get a U-Haul, it's time to leave. Get down, can't afford electricity. Nobody's got a dime in Detroit, broke city. We got to get up, get a U-Haul, it's time to leave.
By the way, that is my favorite Kiss song, is Detroit Rock City. God of Thunder is pretty good, too, but... You know what? It's not fair to do that to Kiss. Let's play a little bit of Imagine from the 80s going from Detroit Rock City. But Ross Perot warned you. He said, Detroit will be gone. You bring in NAFTA, you bring in GATT, all our major cities, it'll start with Detroit. It'll spread right down through Indianapolis, right down Pittsburgh, right even into Texas. We're going to have our country shut down real quick. Al Gore went, ha, 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 that'll never happen. This is a good deal, Larry. Unbelievable. Hey, which one of the entries is about Detroit and the collapse? I forget the name of it. It's really good. One of the entries is about that. We had some entries that came in too late, so we obviously can't have them in the contest, but they're in the honorable mention for the film festival, infowars.com/Paul. You can see the top 35 entries right there. Please make those go viral for all the great filmmakers there. These are all key tools on any subject you can imagine to wake people up. An arsenal, an armory of InfoWar weapons. I'm salivating. But these films are weapons of truth against lies. But the people that made them, those are the real weapons. And I can't wait. It's going to be a royally tough job to meet the top 20, 30 people and talk to them and see what their ideas are for films to be produced by InfoWars Films. A Dream Revered is about Detroit. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame. And the plan is on record, according to Al Gore, according to Maurice Strong, according to all of them. Yeah, I like how A Dream Revered starts because it shows the debates between Al Gore and Ross Perot and then some of the presidential debates. And actually, the I think the guy that made the movie is the guy that asked the question in the film. And then it's, I think it's the same guy. So it's just amazing. Amazing. All right, I get a little bit wound up when we start playing rock and roll, folks. I apologize. I can deny a lot of temptations, but not rock and roll. Talk about a siren song. Plug my ears. I don't even want to do anything now but hear the real Detroit Rock City. I tell you, it's fun when you're driving down some lonely road. That song comes on XM or whatever, and you just slam that accelerator down and hit 150 real fast, and ease on back. Actually, I don't do that anymore because it's not safe. They might remote control my car. Oh, here we go. Here's the real one. Yeah. Does that come off YouTube real quick? Yeah, I can tell it's not as good a quality. Crank it up, though. Best part right here. So ridiculous. I guess it's got some good songs, but the clown outfits are so ridiculous. But I guess that's how you get attention these days. God, get that off there. So ridiculous. Oh, yeah, Detroit Rock City. Now Detroit Agenda 21 City. And we've sent our cameras up there for Obama Deception, too. We've got some amazing footage and downright scary stuff. My problem with Obama Deception, too, is I'm not going to exaggerate. I've got like 40 interviews, 40 high-def interviews with everybody under the sun. From Joe Rogan to you name it. I mean, we've got it. Gerald Celente, Amber Lyon. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on of who we've got in this film. And then there's all the footage and all the other things. I said I'd go to your phone calls. Then we're going to get into Trayvon protesters organized by communists who praise Stalin and Mao. Now, they're real upset about one dead person, but they don't care about Mao, who killed, the communist Chinese say, 84 mil, that's just 84 mil, I mean, that's not one person with Skittles, and our loving government says that he killed 60-something million, but that article's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. You can also follow us at Twitter, where we sent that story out, at Real Alex Jones. Let's talk to Truth Raider. Truth Raider in Oregon, you're on the air, welcome.
Good morning, Brother Alex, from the Northwest, where we have chemtrails, free skies for the past 3 weeks.
So oh, did you see the CIA admitted there's a global weather modification program going on, but it's classified? Oh, but Rachel Maddow says I'm crazy. It doesn't exist.
Yes, exactly. Yes. It's
but they love us. I mean, but the government's promoting Trayvon Martin's death because they really care about black people. That is, the ones they didn't get aborted.
Everything's a distraction. You know, it's all distractions. but at least we're step by step, inch by inch, defeating these people.
Oh, we are. Obama is in a free fall. It was 17 points he'd lost. Now it's even more with his idiot constituents. And it doesn't mean Republicans are much better, but it means, I mean, just the Obama people are idiots buying into that whole cult of personality fraud. And after he cheated them so many times and over again, he's going to get the economy going all right. And the mainstream media is in free fall, but that's when they're most dangerous because they are melting down and the CIA is publicly taking over MSNBC, CNN, all of them right now. Trying to get it going, and it's not going to work because we know your CIA, which isn't even American, run by foreign banks. Go ahead.
Amen. Switching gears really quick, I have a question for you. My friend Fritz Springmeier asked me, what's your take on how come Alex Jones hasn't had me back on the show since last July?
It must be a conspiracy.
I said, well, I'll defer that question to him and find out. It's more likely he's going code 3 with the Second Amendment issues going on. And I felt the State of Mind movie coming out, he'll eventually cycle back to you.
Yeah, that's what it is. And also, I put his book back in print twice. I've done reprints for him. It wouldn't even be in print. Bloodlines, the Illuminati, available exclusively is where it comes from, at InfoWarsStore.com. So I think it's a very important book. Did I say film? I got film on the mind. I put his book back in print, and years just go by like minutes. And his Skype, when I get guests on and the Skype's kind of spotty, I tend to just, move off. We've flown him here and stuff, but I hope it's not a case of no good deed goes unpunished, because most of the time when I really help people big time, I get burned pretty bad. But that hadn't happened with Fritz. It's very rare. It hasn't happened yet. But, I think basically I put the book back in print and got Fritz back up on his feet after he was a political prisoner. So am I a bad guy or a good guy?
Oh, you're great. He's absolutely appreciative of what you've done for him. He's struggling a little bit financially right now.
Yeah, I know, but I've done my best. I put his book back in print twice. I've reprinted it twice. And people need to get the book. You can buy it right there at InfoWarsStore.com. That supports Fritz. Get a great giant coffee table book with some of the most mind-blowing info ever in it. And then if they sell out, I'll reprint more. And Fritz Springmeier, get a check in the mail.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points.
They actually have real targets like this.
Any sex over 75 years old has been upped to 100 points.
Absolutely.
As always.
Obama death panel.
How fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah! Yeah, baby! Sleeping giant that is free humanity is awakening. All right, I got a bunch of news coming up in the next segment, then back to your calls. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Oh, but here's one out of Fox News, 8 out of California. Money for eugenics victims, part of state budget plan, $10 million to be paid to the tens of thousands sterilized between 1929 and 1974. Oh, but what they don't tell you is just last week, the LA Times had to admit they're still forcibly sterilizing thousands against the law, but no one will go to jail for that either. And that's just because people know it's illegal and blow the whistle, but then they get fired. I mean, this government is criminal, man. They put stuff in your water to reduce your fertility and dumb you down. And I'm going to be getting into all that. Right now, let's go to Alan. Oh, by the way, I'm going to get Fritz Springmeier on the Nightly News next week. I'll try again to see if he's got good Skype, get that author on about the Illuminati. Let's go to Alan in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes, I have a qualm with the liberty movement as it is right now. I mean, we've got all these perspectives. You've got Kokesh. You've got
I have a qualm as well.
Yes, yes, and my idea is possibly an anti-Bilderberg group meeting where it's InfoWars hosted, and you have very influential perspectives from all ends of the. Of the planet, and have it open as opposed to closed and concealed, and it's not a felony, and be open to the public. But there definitely needs to be some type of cohesiveness. I mean, Ventura getting on the ballot, I mean that is a huge step, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I don't think there's one big bold step that's going to beat all this. It's about individuals waking up, saying no to the power structure, but having lots of events, having lots of rallies, and having. It's basically people getting involved themselves and going out and confronting injustice. That will defeat this system. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Alan. It's a very interesting idea, like a shadow Bilderberg conference. I'm talking about a second American Revolution tour around the country after I finish Obama Deception 2, maybe. Let's talk to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the air. I bet you're celebrating the royal baby. Are you into day three of celebration?
Yeah, right. That's about the top on my list about is going out and buying a brand new Rolls Royce for myself. That's really at the high list of my priorities right now.
For the royal baby.
Well, yeah. Yeah, long time no talk. I think the last time I talked to you, you had that silly Hal Sparks on, and I was taking him to task about why he was giving Obama such a pass. But I'm glad. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Trayvon situation only to this extent. I'm glad that you had Larry Elder on a few days ago because I watched that whole clip of him and Piers Morgan.
By the way, Larry Elder's back on the Nightly News tonight with us with updates, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he really made him look like a fool and like the racist and basically called
him. I mean, Larry Elder is, I wish I was as articulate as he is. He's really smart.
He basically called him out. By the time he got through with him, Piers Morgan had that same look on his face as he did when you finished with him.
Well, no, that's the thing. Piers Morgan went from 1 million viewers when he got the show 2.5 years ago to 400,000, and at current rates, he'll have 200,000 within a year. I mean, he's a joke, folks. WABC has 400,000 listeners, they estimate, during drive time in the morning. One radio station. But you don't see the radio host walking around with capes on like they're royalty. I mean, these people are a joke. We have over 1 million listeners an hour on terrestrial radio conservatively. Where am I? Just people worshiping me and, oh, Piers Morgan. Oh, and then Piers Morgan. I almost hate the fact that got so much attention when I was on there because it was on every show basically in the English speaking world. That was seen by hundreds of millions, but not because it's Piers Morgan. What I said on there went mega viral. So I hear you, brother. Absolutely. We'll be right back with some incredibly important health news, your phone calls, and more. The royal baby as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be popping in with the latest updates on all the Obamanoid scandals and the serious case of Obamanoids that America has that no amount of Preparation H is going to be able to take care of because the Obama supporters are such cult-like followers. And a lot of them are actually starting to wake up. I mean, watching all their liberty basically flush down the toilet in front of them. We'll continue with your phone calls as well. And we have an interesting gentleman that's going to pop in for like 5 minutes at the bottom of the next hour who has a special offer to George Zimmerman. So stay tuned for that little update. Here's some of the other news we haven't gotten to yet. Congress to probe lethal SEAL crash. Congress has launched an investigation of the helicopter crash that killed 30 Americans in Afghanistan, including members of the Navy Elite SEAL Team 6. You know, 23 of them. And the SEALs have all said they thought it was a setup. And I've talked to somebody that is in the SEALs currently. They're not, had a friend in SEAL Team 6 who's actually alive. And been a bunch of other weird accidents. Let me tell you, if you were part of that fake Bin Laden raid, you're going to be dead. Or they're going to really, really work hard on trying to get that done. So SEAL Team 6 families forced Congress to investigate mysterious copter crash. That's Steve Watson's article out today, but is also in The Hill. So that article is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've had Facebook blocking us, by the way, when we post stuff about the SEAL deaths. So and they're run by the White House, so they do not want this looked into. I talked to one SEAL, and he goes, yeah, the survivors of SEAL Team 6, those that weren't on the helicopter, they think it's weird. They were all put on an old Chinook. It wasn't a real rescue mission. We know the mission was fake. We just think Al-Qaeda planted a bomb on board. So when Al-Qaeda gave you a fake mission, well, we just, yeah, Al-Qaeda may have infiltrated the Navy command. And it's like, don't, come on, you're smart. Come on, you're not stupid. Who runs Al-Qaeda? That whole Bin Laden raid was fake. You know that. They're killing you. The controversy is not over them putting him on the cover of Rolling Stone like he's a hero. They're saying he's the bomber, the Boston bombing suspect. There's no blood coming out his throat. He was set up. His brother was in the CIA. That's been confirmed. There was a drill. They've killed his friends. They've killed FBI agents that were there in the arrest. They're killing people. It's a government operation. Done the day they plunged gold and silver with put options. I mean, come on, folks. Of course the globalists will kill a whole village to get one person they want to kill. Our government gave nerve gas to Saddam to attack the Iranians and then used the fact that he used nerve gas as a reason to invade Iraq. That's how dumb they think you are, folks. Our government's funding Al-Qaeda to kill Christians everywhere because it's not our government. You know, I saw some people with the film The Purge that's at Infowars.com/Paul in the Paul Revere film contest area. And it's in the top 10, I'll tell you right now. I don't know if it's going to win, but it's in the top 10. And they're like, this film's too radical. It shows DHS people shooting other DHS people at the end. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. This is a foreign globalist group, the archetype. They use Germans. It's mainly just globalist. A whole cross-section, but they do use foreign troops in this whole thing. Where so people get, hey, foreigners have hijacked America, foreign, but it's offshore above any nation. It's global crime corporate syndicate has taken control and is saying they want to purge veterans and gun owners. This is real. This is going on. This is happening. This is true. This is not a joke. And in the, I mean, if a hijacker put on the pilots, and this has happened before, they find that the people submit because, well, the hijacker who they just saw with a hand grenade and a gun, it happened back in the 70s in one case, has put on the pilot outfit. Everybody starts submitting because it's the uniform. It's like they found people won't fight back against a rapist dressed up like a cop or against a cop. Cops get caught raping women all the time. You know, criminals get on the force, and the women don't resist like they normally would. But, well, you've got a uniform. Yes, sir. I'll do whatever you say, sir. This is the mass Stockholm syndrome that I'm getting at here. And the film depicts the foreign global criminals that have taken over being taken out. If they start trying to arrest and kill patriots en masse, it will be a shooting war. But the issue is they found mentally ill people, brain-dead people, flat-out criminals, and there are a lot of foreigners that work in it as well, a lot of socialists. It's mainly, if it's a cult, it's socialist low-level and communists that are the enforcers that actually want to go out. You saw the petitions on whitehouse.gov. We're going to Ben Fuchs here in a moment. When the states were talking about seceding or states' rights, and I called for a second American peaceful revolution last year, there were petitions everywhere put out by Democratic Party groups saying, let's form a government militia and kill all the Tea Partiers. And you saw Mark Dice go out and say, should we arrest and or kill or take the guns of the Tea Partiers? And then every Democrat is like, yes, let's kill them. Let's take their guns. Let's put them in FEMA camps. And he wasn't just picking crazy people. That's San Diego and L.A., mainly L.A. I mean, they're saying that because it's their thing. The government's good. I'm with it. Yeah, let's kill people we disagree with. This is how dangerous this is, folks. And as things collapse, all their leftist minions who aren't even leftists, they're authoritarian nutballs, they're going to do, just give me my pension, give me my paycheck. Yeah, I'll put veterans in a work brigade. I'll put them in a re-education camp. They dream of this. And let me tell you, all you're going to get coming after me and my family is your butt shot off. Okay? And I'm not looking for this fight. And the globalists are going to blow up a daycare again or something and say the right wing or libertarians did it when they roll against us. And all I'm saying is your purge is the end of your butts. And I think they figured that out now. We've already exposed the false flag where everybody knows about it, so we're going to be watching when you do that. We're ready to go all the way. We don't care if you kill. At least I don't care if you kill me. I don't want to die, but I'm committed. So that's just the end of it. It's like, again, I fear death, dying in a car wreck for no reason, or being mugged by a nobody and dying or something. I fear that. I don't want to die. But when it comes to fighting the New World Order that's already putting poison in the water on purpose, I mean, it's got to be resisted. It's a default. There's no decision to be made. I'm all in against you. Basic instinct, you're attacking me, I'm aware of who you are, I'm going to figure out how to beat you and how to expose you, and I've been doing it 18 years, and I'm a testament to the human will, look how far we've come. Zero help from family. Well, my dad helped me set up a computer to take online orders. Zero help, folks. You helped me. We helped each other. We did this. And then places like DrudgeReport.com help us get the word out. And some WorldNet Daily and so many others. And people could say, well, WorldNet Daily's still kind of right wing. Whatever. They're coming along the right direction. They're real people. I've gone and met with them in D.C. The whole point is, ladies and gentlemen, is you got to decide what side you're on, whether you work in the system or anywhere else. We know this New World Order stinks to high heaven. We know the fruits of it are rotten and poisonous. And, man, can we get off this road we're on? Can we all agree this ain't a good idea? I mean, and you government people think you're going to have some macho war because you were brought up by, you know, leftist or whatever, and you really believe all that college stuff they told you? It's just a bunch of bull. You're not even a leftist. All right, that's enough. I'm going to go to our guest because I wanted to get him on when I saw a constellation of articles, just for a brief little interview. He'll be with us till 5 after, and then I got Jerome Corsi popping in. I saw a constellation of articles in the last week, and I wanted to get him on about this. Ben Fuchs is a very successful registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, and founder of EcoComp Pharmacy and Rocky Mountain Natural Laboratories. Very successful inventor, formulator in his own right. And he's a talk show host here on Genesis in the Morning before I come on. And he's an advisor to InfoWarsHealth.com. But we're not here to plug InfoWarsHealth.com. I'll do that at the end, of course. It's because it's important. It funds us. But most importantly, it's super good products that are there. And the free shipping available at InfoWarsHealth.com, the lowest prices. But the point here is that Ben Fuchs, I wanted to get him on to talk about a constellation of stories here. And I wanted to talk about this first. Two new studies. A document cam, please, for TV viewers. Harvard School of Public Health, impact of fluoride on neurological development in children, finds a massive IQ reduction when just 1 year of the 1.6 parts per million that the government recommends in the water, they've now cut that down because of these studies, causes on average upwards of 20-point IQ reduction. And then it gets into the other 20-plus studies of cancer, you name it. Okay, the stuff they're putting in your water is one. I mean, you can't blame the public. They're a bunch of brain-damaged zombies. Those of us that would have had 160 IQs have 140 IQs. Those of us that would have had 100 IQ got 80 IQs. And God forbid you were going to have an 80 IQ, folks, you've got like a 60. I mean, you can hardly tie your shoelaces. And or even understand what I'm saying. Mission accomplished. Why won't they hire cops now under over 100 IQ? That's on record. Because they found people under 100 IQ will not figure things out. So if you're wondering why you didn't get accepted to the force, you got to go in there and act stupid on the test, but act like you'll follow orders. That's what they're looking for. I saw a group of cadets. I'm not going to get into it. A large portion could hardly swim, and some had to be fished out and could not swim and had to be put in life jackets at a thing I saw at Deep Eddy. I mean, come on, folks. You got to look to find people like that. That's not what cops used to be like. Okay, so again, I mean, they want people dumber than a box of rocks. And it's like that across the board. Because smart people tend to not want to be slaves. Now, here's another one. So they've been put in the water since the late 40s. What the Soviets and the Nazis put in the water, dumb people down on record. Look it up. It's Pulitzer Prize winning books on the Soviets and the Nazis putting fluoride in the water to make you docile. I mean, it's just so over the top they get away with it. Now, here's the Business Insider. How avoiding fluoride can actually help your brain cells. I'm going to get to a study on that, but here's the other article. How adding iodine to salt resulted in a decade's worth of IQ gains for the United States. And it's a Business Insider article. They started at 1924, took it out, stopped the mandate a few decades later, and they found a massive IQ increase in the studies on that. Now, enter the fluoride that's meant to lower your IQ. So see, it shows the different elements in government, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so we're going to be getting to all that, and also the demonization of fish oil and all these New York Times articles saying, oh, you don't need vitamins, they're bad for you. Insane stuff. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us. What is your take on this? And now the New York Times coming out, and I also have one out of the what Wall Street Journal saying, the vitamin myth, why we think we need supplements. I mean, they're really pushing this. But first, get into the fluoride for us, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and the because you're always hyping up and harping on iodine to me privately. Iodine, you know, the proper seaweeds, the modafinil we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. What is going on with the iodine?
Well, first of all, God bless you, Alex, for the work you're doing. I mean, you're amazing. People should be getting their news, their health news from you, not the New York Times. Secondly, iodine is the leading cause of mental retardation in children around the world, iodine deficiency, that is. So we've known about the relationship between iodine and brain health for decades. At the same time, we've known about the antagonistic relationship between fluoride and iodine, so that while iodine deficiency causes mental retardation, fluoride increases iodine deficiency by acting antagonistically. So this is not news to biochemists. This is not news to nutritional chemists. It may be mainstream news, but it's not news to people who are in the know. Iodine, by the way, is much more than a brain nutrient, and it's much more than a thyroid nutrient. Most people recognize it as being important for the thyroid, but what a lot of people don't recognize is that iodine is important for all of the glands in your body. It is a glandular mineral. That means for not just your thyroid gland, but for your pancreas, which is a gland, for your thymus, which is a major immune gland, for your adrenal glands, and we know millions of people are dealing with adrenal health issues. What this all boils down to is the fact that there is a war on, not just for our minds, Alex, but for our biochemistry. We are biochemical beings. We interpret the world through our biochemistry. We walk through the world through our biochemistry. We live our lives as biochemical entities. And what you're seeing, as evidenced by all of these studies that are coming out against fish oil and against vitamins, is a manipulation, an attempt to manipulate the human biochemical being. And the only way we have to protect ourselves from this kind of biochemical...
And by the way, just to back you up for radio listeners, because there's all these articles saying don't have iodine, it's evil, it's horrible, the government loves you. Here's the New York Times admitting millions of retarded children every decade from lack of iodine. China Yes. confronts retardation of millions deficient in iodine. And so they put fluoride in that blocks the iodine, Yes. takes Yes. over the glands, the pineal, you name it. Yes. They know Yes. exactly what... Listen, I take modafinil that you, and I know also the health ranger said, no, this is the stuff. Since I've been taking that for a year, we sell it at InfoWarsHealth.com, I get high off of it. I mean, I get crazed off of that seaweed. What's happening?
Oh, my goodness. Seaweed is the most powerful food on the planet. And what's happening to the oceans is singularly affecting not just the fish, but the seaweed. Fortunately, seaweed has a detoxification molecules that help protect it. But the fact of the matter is that the trashing of our oceans not only affects our fish, but it also affects the stuff that grows in our fish. Bottom line, there are so many ways that we can protect ourselves from the rape of our biochemical bodies, and I'm saying that with intent. That's exactly what is occurring. Not our physical bodies are being raped, it's our biochemical bodies that are being raped by manipulation through chemtrails, through toxins in the water, through mandatory vaccinations, through prescription drugs. It's almost endless the ways that our biochemistry is being manipulated. But Alex, the good news is that via things like nutritional supplementation, via nutritional supplements like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, via seaweed, via the modifilon like you were talking about, via good food, via eating less, we can take control of our bodies, we can take control of our biochemistry, so we can have the strength to withstand the onslaught, not just against our biochemistry, but also against our minds. Because as you say, every day, there's a war on for our minds. But as long as our bodies are weak, as long as we are sick, we're not going to be able to handle this war. So job number one, so that we can handle the war on for our minds, is to take care of our biochemistry, to take care of our biochemical bodies. And the message that I've been talking about now for going on 20 years is the key to the whole process is to get yourself on a powerful nutritional supplement program. It's like armor to be able to withstand the biochemical onslaught that's coming at us from all kinds of different fronts.
I've got an article here, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, written by the Paul Offit, the same guy that said kids can have thousands of vaccines. He right. says the vitamin myth, why we think we need supplements. Well, it's on record that most of the soils are depleted. And I've had people like Dr. Dina Dell on before who says you don't need vitamins. And I go, you mean you don't need vitamins if the food had what you needed, but you admit the soil is depleted? And he went, well, yes, you're right on that front. So they're obviously being pushed to tell people. Now we see, oh, fish oil gives you cancer of the certain different parts of the body, like the prostate. I want to come back and talk about these incredible lies, because I saw your counter to it. I saw the counters by medical doctors and others saying this is ridiculous. Everybody knows fish oil does amazing things. Also, tell us about some of the other vitamins and minerals that are known to just turn off the colon cancer cells. The Clemson study with Beyond Tangy Tangerine, folks, by the way, found a massive reduction in cancer cells. I mean, these are real studies, and they don't want you to know about it. Way up north. Way up north. By the way, Weldon Henson was the first person around the office to listen to Mike Adams about modafinilin and the comba seaweed it gets from the South Pacific and areas down by New Zealand that don't have the pollution of the Northern Hemisphere or anywhere near it. And he was like, man, my hair is growing faster. My nails are growing faster. I've lost weight. I'm healthy. And he religiously takes his modafinilin. I was thinking, I haven't taken modafinilin in about a week. There's so many great supplements. We sell it at the lowest price anywhere at InfoWarsStore.com. You can find all the great longevity products discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com. But I'm going to take my modafinilin right now. Now, briefly, because I want to get into some of the other medical news happening with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. What do you make of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, now non-GMO, pesticide-free, whole food, certified, 8,000 total ORAC per serving score?
Well, I'll tell you something. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is always a wonderful product, but if anybody had any kind of knocks on it, it would have been the GMO stuff, and the new Beyond Tangy Tangerine is non-GMO. You know, I've been talking about BTT now for 16 years, Alex, and it was called Tangy Tangerine before it was called Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And when I say that this stuff is the single most amazing supplement that you can take in terms of a liquid supplement, I'm telling you this based on my observations of literally hundreds, if not thousands, of different patients who have exhibited
recovery. Exactly. In fact, you promoted, I'm told, over a decade before you even got involved with longevity.
That's exactly right. I got involved with it as a pharmacist because I saw that people were getting off their prescription drugs by using the Tangy Tangerine at the time. Then they went to Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Now it's Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, and I blogged about this at pharmacistben.com. It's a liquid format. It's loaded with nutrients. It's non-GMO, and the beautiful thing about the liquid format is it means if you have digestive problems, you're not going to be absorbing your nutrients and your supplements, your ordinary supplements, but because it's a liquid, it goes right to work, it bypasses any digestive problems, and you feel the effects within 24 to 48 hours, effects like weight loss, effects like appetite suppression, and most importantly, from the way I look at it, effects like a reduction, an ability to reduce your prescription drugs. Now, let me talk about, real quick, about this Vitamin Myth article, because you could tell how ignorant the author of this article is, or whoever wrote the headline was, by this idea of equating vitamins with supplements. You see, Alex, there aren't, a lot of times medical professionals will talk about vitamins when they mean supplements. The word vitamin is a very specific term. There's only There's only two water-soluble vitamins, a little bit more if you consider the B-complex individually, and four fat-soluble vitamins. Basically, six vitamins, 16 if you consider them all the sub-vitamins. In any case, vitamins are not optional. They are not optional because if you are deficient in them, you suffer a deficiency disease. Deficiency diseases like your gums, your teeth falling off of your gums. That's called scurvy. Deficiency diseases like where you can't move your nerves or you can't move your muscles. That's called beriberi. Deficiency diseases like pellagra, diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, and death. And what's worse, you have clinical deficiency diseases, that is deficiency diseases that don't show up as death or where you have to end up in the hospital, but just show up as a little bit of forgetfulness or a little bit of loose stools or rashes that your doctor will tell you are unexplainable.
Well, let me stop you. We're going to come back in five more minutes and let you finish, but I have a Suzanne Humphreys article by Dr. Suzanne Humphreys from last year, and it links through to the transcript of his speech on his own site. Vaccine inventor Paul Offit seeks end to religious and philosophical vaccine exemption. So he wants to make you take all their toxic bilge, like Gardasil, that Japan's banned. But he's in The Atlantic monthly saying the vitamin myth, don't take vitamins. I mean, this guy's got to know what he's doing.
Well, vitamins are the best way to protect yourself from vaccines. So if you're going to be stuck using vaccines, at least get your Beyond Tang Tangerine, your vitamin C, your B-complex, your essential minerals to protect yourself from the toxicity.
But they're like, no fish oil. Take shots. Mercury shots. Right. Mercury shots. That'll take care of you. Don't. Radiation, good. Just not vitamin C. I go to InfoWarsHealth.com to find the new Beyond Tang Tangerine, folks.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It really is incredible to see these big pharma reps all over TV, print, going, don't take vitamins, don't take minerals. By the way, we want to make it a law. We can forcibly give you shots. I mean, I take that personal. Paul Offit makes me really mad. And I know it makes you mad, Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, because of the incredible things you've seen real nutrition do for people. That's why this is a revolution, getting off their drugs and getting on high-quality super nutrients like the Pollen Burst Plus or the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. I mean, and then you also support the Liberty Movement, but that's all at InfoWarsHealth.com, a side issue. Finishing up with the point you were making.
Well, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I dedicated my life, my professional life, my personal life, my spiritual life to helping people get better. And then I have to do the clean up the muck, the mess that's left behind by guys like Dr. Offit writing these ridiculous articles talking about vitamins, why we don't need vitamins. Are you kidding me? These things are essential, and the word essential means that you are dead in the water without them. And then he's going to tell you that you should be vaccinated as opposed to getting using vitamins and using nutritional supplementation. Listen, I could sit here and talk till I'm blue in the face about the importance of supplements and the importance of vitamins, but everybody out there, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family to at least give nutritional supplementation a shot. And this is even more imperative if you're dealing with some kind of disease state, which the way I look at it, in my experience, the disease states are nothing more than the manifestation of nutritional deficiencies, not just in vitamins, but also in minerals.
But no one can deny that it's a huge part of it, bare minimum. But then hospitals do nothing for nutrition. If you come in, old people get scurvy all the time. It's on record with their skin falling off. They bump a wall, a hole. No one says, hey, are you getting vitamin C?
That's right.
They just say, oh, we're going to put you on, you know, these drugs.
If you go to the doctor with rashes, with little spots, little red spots on your legs or on your arms, the doctor's going to say he has no idea what causes it. They just happen. But if you go look up scurvy or go to Google Images and look up scurvy, you're going to see the exact same dots that your dermatologist will give you some steroid or immune suppressant and tell you has no idea what's causing it. You'll see the exact same a picture of the exact same condition under the heading of scurvy. This is because these are subclinical conditions. They're not bad enough to cause you to die, but they're bad enough to cause you to be miserable. And all you need is small amounts of nutritional supplements.
Hey, what's the mineral that I was reading a few last year, mainline study about knocking out people getting colon cancer. What was the mineral?
probably selenium.
Which was one
of those powerful anti-cancer nutrients you could take. Doc Wallach's been talking about selenium for 20 years.
Oh, hey, so I know why I got you on. What about this study that was out yesterday, big scientific study, if we can pull that up, that men that skip breakfast are like 20-something times more likely to have heart attacks or
Kellogg sponsored that, and General Mills sponsored that study. That's a study put out by the cereal industry. You know who started the big breakfast idea? It was a guy named Edward Bernays,
yeah.
who I'm sure you know about. He's the guy who came up with the whole big breakfast idea, which you want to do for breakfast.
You believe in the opposite, right? You believe eat a lot of...
No, you do not want a big breakfast. You want a very small breakfast. In fact, you don't want a big anything when it comes to meals. You want nutritional supplements. You want smoothies. You want liquid nutrients. But you don't want to put a big load on your digestive system first thing in the morning. And you don't want to put a big load on your digestive system at any time. The key to immune health, the key to health in general, is to make sure that your digestive system is as clean and pristine as possible. Alex, even when you eat a good meal, you activate inflammation and you activate the immune system, let alone the standard American diet, let alone the crap they want you to eat, let alone the crap that gets advertised on TV to our kids and to our family. The less you eat, the longer you live, and one of the keys to restricting your calories is to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. And as I was saying before I went to the break, I can talk till I'm blue in the face about the importance of supplementation, but once you try a nutritional supplement program like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or any nutritional supplement program, once you get on high doses of vitamin C, once you're getting your iodine, once you're getting your selenium, once you're making sure you're getting enough protein and essential fatty acids, your body will give you all of the evidence that
exactly,
you need.
Exactly, folks. Just take the InfoWars Health Challenge. InfoWarsHealth.com, incredible products, and your purchases support the broadcast. Pharmacist Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be listening to your morning show every day at GCNLive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Thank you for joining us into the third hour. Back tonight, 7 o'clock, with InfoWars Nightly News at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Till the bottom of the hour, we're joined by Dr. Jerome Corsi. He's worked as a consultant with the State Department and worked in international banking, you name it. He's a best-selling, number one New York Times best-selling author. He also writes for WorldNet Daily. He's got a new book out, What Went Wrong. We'll talk about that briefly before he leaves us. But the main reason I wanted to get him on is that I've had friends, family call me, people in the office. I've heard him on the Genesis Network. One of your sources, the Moriarty family, and they're on the air going, believe us, we promise there's jihadis from Saudi Arabia when we had a business in Libya. And our government's funding them, and we told the government, and they tell Al-Qaeda where to move, and we promise we're not making this up. I mean, the CFR came out 2 years ago and said, quote, we need Al-Qaeda. They admit the main force attacking Syria and Libya before it is Al-Qaeda. They admit the people that killed the ambassador at the safe house over the weapons deal was the Benghazi local security force that is Al-Qaeda. They have people with Al-Qaeda flags throwing the Christians off roofs with the flags, with the shaved heads, and the big beards. I mean, every day there's new footage of them killing people. And so it's, you know, I hear these folks on the radio, and I guess I could get them on, but it's kind of like, Alex, believe us. We were there. The sun comes up. The water is wet. We promise that ducks quack. So my whole issue is, I know people like a story, like witnesses to it, but I've had reporters on that were there and saw this when the war was going on. Wayne Madsen, Webster Tarpley, you name it. I mean, there's the Council on Foreign Relations, Al-Qaeda specter in Syria. And you go to the bottom of the article and it says, truth is, we need Al-Qaeda. They're good fighters. Well, and that was, again, a year and a half ago. This is all over the LA Times, all over the news. Our government helped create Al-Qaeda against the Russians. They helped use them against the Serbs. Clinton did. And then they've used them again over and over again. And then they use the threat to take our liberties. The Boston Bomber's brother was in some CIA program. I mean, the ignorance level out there that is it true what Corsi's writing that Obama is protecting Al-Qaeda? I mean, it's like saying, is it true that Rudolph has a red nose? Is it true that the Easter Bunny's a rabbit? I mean, it just is unbelievable. So, Dr. Corsi, I wanted to get your take on this, because, I mean, I've even seen the Wall Street Journal admit 60%+ of the force in Syria is al-Qaeda. They're leading it. But there's this ignorance gap. And then it's like, well, the U.S. is kind of halfway funding them. There's no kind of halfway. What's really going on here? And how does this man and woman in their business over there that saw some of this, how does that fit into this?
Well, the Moriartys, who you refer to, Joanne and her husband, have been sources, but they have been in touch with Libyan expatriates in the region. And the documents is what have driven the stories I've written, documentary evidence of the ties between al-Qaeda and Libya, al-Qaeda and the Benghazi attack. All that you point out is true. The reason I continue to publish it, the reason I want to continue publishing it, is because the government, the Obama administration, wants the story to go away. The Obama administration wants to ignore the reality. And the more documentation we can get that proves from original sources, including sources in the Egyptian government, that al-Qaeda was involved in Morsi was involved, the former head of Egypt, in the Benghazi attack, I think the documents are compelling.
That's why they got rid of the 31-year globalist Western installed, but he was a nice guy compared to Morsi. That's why they got rid of the last leader of Egypt, because he wasn't going along with shipping the weapons into al-Qaeda out of Egypt into Libya. I mean, that all came out too.
And also into Syria. I mean, they're shipping the weapons into now Turkey, and the al-Qaeda weapons are ending up in the so-called freedom fighters or the rebels in Syria fighting Assad. I mean, in the battle in Syria, there's no good side. They're both, and we are probably going to end up backing the rebels, which means siding once again with al-Qaeda. People still don't understand, Alex, that the destabilization of the Middle East was one of the Obama administration's main purposes in supporting what they call the Arab Spring. The Arab Spring was not a democracy movement. There was no chance that the movements in the streets against Mubarak in Egypt or against Gaddafi in Libya were going to end up in anything resembling a Western democracy. They're all going to ultimately be co-opted and were by the Muslim Brotherhood and al-Qaeda. And you've got in Libya today a situation that's really a chaos with various al-Qaeda factions competing for control.
And we see different puppets being removed that you just mentioned, like in Egypt, to put in Morsi. And then on top of that, Hosni Mubarak just disappears. All hell breaks loose. We've got reports of Israel reportedly aiding the rebels in the south with ambulances and weapons as well. I know that's caused a fissure in Israel. I mean, I get geopolitically, I think it's very immoral, stirring people up to kill each other. But if it causes an even bigger destabilization and it's bad for American interest and any other interest, then it's even more immoral, because the way I see this is it's going to make things only good for the weapons contractors. I mean, what's the larger geopolitical things behind this?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, ultimately, whether the CIA manipulation that I'm sure is involved in the middle of this, what the Obama administration is achieving is destabilizing the entire region and pushing the region into much more of a radical Islamic control. Now, from Israel's point of view, it's going to be, Israel is increasingly threatened. They had a submarine attack on Syria to eliminate some of the missiles that Syria has accumulated.
And that stirred up Russia.
Well, Russia is backing Assad, and Russia is backing Iran. And Iran continues to push for nuclear weapons. The Obama administration has now insisted with Secretary of State Kerry that Israel negotiate, willing to go back to the borders of the 1967, before the 1967 war.
Yeah.
Well, those borders are indefensible.
Well, what I'm asking you is, why is Israel, it looks like on the surface, working with NATO and the West on this. It looks like a schizophrenic policy. I get that they want to take down the Iran regime. I get they want to kick the ally Assad out. I'm saying it's very immoral to go start a war with Assad 2.5 years in, back al-Qaeda, exterminate Christians, watch our media cover it up, but then we're going to limitedly, you know, criticize Obama for working with al-Qaeda when he's really working in the larger NATO plan to bring it down by hook or by crook to be able to go after Iran. And then my big issue is stop saying you've got to take my rights because of al-Qaeda threat when the government clearly is using al-Qaeda as a sock puppet. So, I mean, let's just cut right to the chase of what's happening here.
Well, I think it's absolutely immoral to support al-Qaeda. I don't see how we can possibly do it. Especially after the big hoopla about killing Osama bin Laden. And there's no way you can justify these radical Islamic extremists armed, wanting to destabilize regimes. Al-Qaeda is the worst of the worst. And Al-Qaeda stands for a lot of different radical elements that operate under Al-Qaeda. And the United States should never be backing these. I agree with you entirely.
Let me ask you this. Getting off the rhetoric that Israel, NATO, the U.S., France all put out, I look at real facts. Right. I see a slowdown. They claim they were going to send arms. Now it looks like there's been a slowdown. That looks like there are elements of the power structure that actually don't like this idea. You have your ear to the ground in D.C. with a lot of high-level contacts. Are there real splits in the power structure over handing the Middle East over to al-Qaeda?
Yes, there are. There's very serious concerns about handing it over to al-Qaeda. And there's very serious concerns about Iran becoming much more dominant in the region. Also, very unreported is that there is a Sunni rebellion going on. You saw it in the Abu Ghraib prison riot this past weekend, where a group of radical Sunnis attacked Abu Ghraib and released basically al-Qaeda Sunnis. They're opposing the Shiite regime that we put into place when we left Iraq. So Iraq is about to be destabilized, and al-Qaeda will be in the middle of that as well. Al-Qaeda throughout the region and the Muslim Brotherhood are working hand in hand.
Yeah, so who controls al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood or Saudi Arabia?
I think ultimately no one controls al-Qaeda entirely. I think al-Qaeda has really become kind of a lawless criminal organization that is out for its own good.
And the defense contractors are the same because they just want to sell robots to the local police.
And, you know, we still don't have, Alex, a firm answer of what Benghazi was all about. I mean, were we running arms through Benghazi to the al-Qaeda to destabilize Gaddafi? Is that why?
Well, I think we know that's what happened. I mean,
I would think so, but I think that's why Stevens was probably there even before he was ambassador in Benghazi, came in a boat to Benghazi. And then, you know, what was the reason for Stevens being, he had a meeting with one of the Turkish diplomats in Benghazi the day he was killed.
Foreign minister,
what were they doing? Are they trying to recover weapons that they were, you know, these man pads or other surface-to-air missiles that were lost and missing and probably being shipped through Turkey?
Does sound like a double cross, because I mean, I can't imagine the globalists, as corrupt as they are, wanting al-Qaeda to have 10,000 heat-seeking missiles.
And I, you know, again, what was that meeting about? Also, why didn't we send in military to help the Americans who were under
attack? Well, stay there. Give us the latest update on Benghazi, and then also tell us about your book. I want to get you on for a full hour about your book in the next few weeks, What Went Wrong. We'll be right back.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry.
All right, final segment with Dr. Jerome Corsi's new book's out, What Went Wrong. I want to get him on about the book specifically. I only got 6 minutes. I'll give you the floor and try to shut up here. A, what really went on at Benghazi? What's going on with that cover-up? The Navy SEAL families now want investigations of their helicopter blowing up. That's happening. Obama's got the lowest approval rating ever. Congress does as well. The whole thing's in free fall. The NSA stuff's come out. Lowest approval rating ever for Obamacare. What do you finish up with Benghazi, and then what is the state of the Republic right now and where things are going, and what rabbits can Obama pull out of the hat?
Well, first of all, the Benghazi investigation, the key issues are the survivors. I think they are the ones who can tell the story of what happened on the ground. And the survivors have been kept from Congress. Those who have been retired or forced to retire have been signing non-disclosure agreements. A couple of the key survivors are talking to Congress this week, very behind the scenes. One of them, I think, can be made to testify, still with the military. And the issue there is, you know, what was Obama doing on the night of Benghazi? What was he even in the White House? Why weren't we responding? Well, you know, when you have officials saying, well, we couldn't get the airplanes over there, we couldn't refuel them. Many pilots I know, many Air Force pilots would say, we don't care if you can refuel us. Well, you tell us where we're going to land. We're going to get over there and save these guys.
But that's all pure bull. I mean, that's all on record. Italy's right there. There's U.S. bases everywhere. There's U.S. aircraft in the country.
But they're still denying it from the White House. See, that's the key point, is the White House is still denying it. And
yeah, but the testimony they already had contradicted the White House.
Of course. But yet, you know, one of the whole points, I think, of this Trayvon Martin, and I've been saying it on radio, is to whip up the country on a racial issue so as to shove off of the agenda, make the news not cover.
No, just like the bin Laden raid was meant to cover up your book on the birth certificate.
Well, and here you're covering up Benghazi, you're covering up the IRS investigation into the, you know, Tea Party discrimination, which the government administration using the IRS to go after conservatives. And by the way, just as a footnote here, people should be aware that if the Obama administration was able to use the IRS to go after Tea Party and conservative groups, the NSA is, I'm sure, going after selectively.
Of course.
Those that are conservatives.
It turned out the cloakroom's been bugged. That's not even news.
Exactly. And see, the entire description of before Janet Napolitano resigned, targeting Tea Party members, targeting conservatives. Alex, targeting your audience.
Oh, yeah. Why did she really resign, do you think?
I think that there's just too much. The investigations into the NSA, I think, are going to lead to the political use of that data, motivated to go after conservatives, driven by Department of Homeland Security, targeting conservative groups every bit as much as the IRS targeted consumer groups.
Which is just flaming authoritarianism. What does your gut tell you? What happens to Obama? Does he just sail off into the sunset? Does Obamacare get repealed? Do they false flag us? What do they do?
Well, the major problem right now is that we're going to run out of money. And that you're going to see this in Detroit. There's no way to bail out Detroit. There's probably $2 trillion of unfunded pension liabilities. Cities and states are going to be going into default over the next 2 years in a massive amount. And Obamacare will probably be at least an effort made to defund it. And I think a great number of Democrats within Congress are going to support that.
Yeah.
Even the unions have turned against Obamacare. I mean, this is going to be one of the most disastrous pieces of legislation ever passed. But Obama didn't pass it so it would work. He passed it so the foot would be in the door, even if it's repealed. Now he's established the principle of universal
health. That's right. Well, it's Cloward and Piven and
You get it up in place, and then you expand it to the point where the system can't sustain it. That's the entire approach of the Obama social welfare state.
Yeah, collapse the system. And, yes. I mean, it's incredible what a ripoff it is. I can't believe raising payroll taxes on poor people, that he's gotten away with that with his idiot constituents.
Well, and or the pitting of, again, you know, the whole issue, another issue getting people riled up about Trayvon Martin is they don't ask then, what has Obama really done for African Americans? We have double-digit unemployment among the African Americans.
Well, he doubled their unemployment. He did that for them.
And Detroit, a city which is 81% minority, again, you've got massive unemployment, massive drug problem, broken families, children born out of wedlock. And the Obama administration has done nothing to address these issues except to whip up the emotions of the people in a divisive way.
Exactly. It's a giant diversion, Dr. Corsi. We're going to talk to you very soon. You want to do 5 more minutes with us? We have our next guest coming up, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls, folks. But I want to hear about what went wrong, your new book, when we come back briefly.
resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. We've really gotten to the moment of truth with Obamacare and globalism and all this, where they are either going to really break this country forever, or members of the establishment that who are not completely insane are going to back this off. But you've got the big mega banks that are anti-free market monopoly capitalists like Bloomberg, who are anti-individual wealth and really disdain American values. Al Gore, people like that. And here it is, Trayvon protest organized by communists who praise Stalin and Mao. That's the story up on Infowars.com. The Revolutionary Communist Party has coordinated Trayvon Martin protest throughout the country. And our article turns out, this is in San Francisco Weekly, this is confirmed, they're not even denying this, that the Justice Department's been involved as well. And they've sent federally funded groups that we and others identified, where they use, you know, kind of like Acorn Light groups, Enviro groups and others, to go hold up signs and pose as anti-black racist supporting Zimmerman. So we're seeing false flags, just the dirtiest stuff being used to create political division. And this is the essence of race-based politics that you always see out of socialists and communists, funded by the big monopoly capitalists. I want you to speak to that briefly, that paradox, to try to explain that to conservatives and libertarians that don't click to that, and that there are a lot of rich people that actually got it through government or insider deals, and they're not our friends. How do we deal with them supporting the program of bankrupting the country because they're exempt from the taxes, the regulations? And then let's talk about your new book and what it gets into and how we pull out of this.
Well, the book is about that. I mean, what I'm saying in the book, if you'll permit me just briefly, is that the Obama invented, it's kind of like Moneyball to baseball. Obama created a new metrics in presidential politics. So Romney, I was on the campaign plane for 3 weeks. I traveled with Romney as traveling press. Romney thought he had won coming back on election day, told the press he hadn't even written a concession speech. Romney didn't understand the game that the Democrats were now playing, just like a money ball changes the way baseball is conceptualized and played on the field. The point is that the Democrats do play a divide and conquer form of very hardball interest group politics, in which the idea is to, you know, whip up the black voters, whip up the Hispanics. Hispanics thought they were going to be deported if Romney won, you know, and there's no attempt to deliver any benefits. There's no attempt to get Hispanics jobs or to get the Dream Act. Oh, you can go to college, but like everybody else in college, what are you going to do afterwards? You're going to drive a cab? There aren't any jobs. I mean, people have to finally understand, I think, Alex, that what you said is true. The divide and conquer politics, the rub raw, the, like Saul Alinsky said, the social, the economic, the racial discontent.
Well, that's communism 101. Collapse things so you can take over.
Collapse it, have it all fall apart. The bankruptcies that are going on. Obama's smart enough to know that the higher income brackets pay most of the income tax. The rich aren't paying their fair share is a slogan. It's meant to whip up the economic dissatisfaction.
Rich are paying, but they're the nouveau riche. The mega rich are offshore, and it's the Warren Buffett's lobbying to raise middle class taxes.
I'm pointing out how these themes are used.
Sure.
Shifted. And the Democrats have gotten out of the universities some of the best political science, demographics. Democrats are marketing, first of all, framing psychologically the Republicans so that Romney's immediately seen as a rich guy, out of touch, Bain.
Oh, yeah, they admit they're anthropologists, psychologists running a job.
Exactly.
But then Romney's bad, too. It's like they've got it fixed at every level.
But see, the point is the Democrats are playing a game of hardball politics with sophisticated computer 21st century science. The Republicans don't even understand, nor do the people.
You're right. They admit with Facebook and Google helping them, they are literally databasing and using war game computers on record to just scientifically manipulate people. And it's incredible. How do you counter something like that?
Well, first of all, what you're doing, what I'm trying to do is expose it. Get the word out. Let people see it. You know, the NSA is collecting this data for a reason, and it's collecting the data in order to be able to map, model, control
the
population. Right. You know, they want to have algorithms at the NSA that predict your behavior before you know what you're going to do.
They already have it.
They have it, and targeting and manipulating that behavior with behaviorally crafted messages, getting you to respond in certain ways you don't even realize.
But the fail-safe is if you're aware of the magic trick, it's no longer magic. So if people will just admit they're being conned, this can all stop.
The whole point of a magic trick is once you know how it's done, it's no longer powerful. That's where a mystery is no longer intriguing once it's solved. We have to expose this. And it has to be put a stop to, because even the left should at some point realize that this data is going to be used, you know, against everybody. The first thing a regime comes into power from the left, the socialists and communists do, is destroy the press that has helped them get in there. So anyone who thinks that helping the Obama agenda or playing along with it is going to reward you, you're just being a, you know,
exactly.
A dupe. You're being a useful fool.
They want you poor so they can run your life. In closing, I've seen emails and comments saying I'm lying about the Washington Post, you name it, saying U.S. quietly repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. We all know that's been going on forever. But the point is, this is now globalist New World Order running our CIA. How do we counter that?
The only news you're going to get is the officially approved news. I mean, that's where it's headed, with a press that's dummy down and it's just reproducing the government's press releases as if they were truth. Now the government's going to go in the business of having its own news agencies for the American public, like the Voice of America and other propaganda broadcasts we've only used for foreigners. It's a complete control of the media, so that anyone like you, Alex, or like me that wants to expose or oppose this are going to be, you know, have Media Matters, George Soros come to call us names, marginalize us. If we ever get on Fox or any of the media, make sure that Fox is bombarded by Media Matters. The advertisers are bombarded. Look, these people are every bit as much fascists on the left. You know, National Socialists.
No, no, they're authoritarian gangsters. And with Republicans, it's corrupt interest. We're in trouble. The problem is, it's true. The Obamanoids are a cancer. They're going for it all right now. Will they win?
They got a good chance of winning, and the problem too is that if the Republican Party stays a centrist party, it's going to be very hard to distinguish Republicans from Democrats.
And notice the Democrats all day tell Republicans how to win. Oh, we're your friends. Be moderate. Agree with us and you'll win, knowing full well that's how they're going to all lose.
It's up to the constitutionalists, the people of the Tea Party. You know, you're going to have... Look, the cities versus the rest of the country. Take the cities out of America, you've got a very different America. The cities are where the power base is of the left, and it's minority-ridden. Hispanics increasingly going to the cities. Poverty, no jobs, broken families, drugs, crime. This is it. And if they can, they'll try to disarm the population in the process of saying it's going to make people safer.
And that's Agenda 21, forcing us into the city grids where they can actuary the taxes to bankrupt everybody and make us dependent. This is slavery. These people are technocratic slave masters. Dr. Jerome Corsi, the book's now available everywhere. We're going to get you back on for a full hour in the next few weeks. Just tell us the time. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Alex. Great pleasure to be back with you.
You bet. Thank you. Yeah, no, this is a total plan, ladies and gentlemen, and it's disgusting. I'm going to get to your calls, but I have a guest we're going to get on the Skype right now who's got a very interesting idea that I think is going to be news-making to point some things out to some people. So we're going to be talking about that with the special guest here in just a moment. First off, though, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what I believe is the truth. And I have studied anthropology, sociology, psychology, war manuals, you name it. And I've looked at it historically. The truth is just the way to go. So I don't have to use any tricks. There's no deception. I don't sit here and think about what I'm going to say. Might be better if I did sometimes, but you know what I mean. This is really historical analysis of reality versus the fraud, or packaging versus the contents, or form over actual contents. And the globalists are not the people they tell you they are. And they've got the Republican leadership. That's why the Republican leadership's going after the Real Tea Party and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz. And that's why you've got on Fox News every day, Karl Rove saying, oh, the Tea Party, we've got to, you know, they're going to make us lose. We've got to move towards the Democrats. 2014 is everything, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, I don't believe in the whole left-right deal. I know they run both parties. But they're making their move for a full one-party conversion. And leftists have all shown themselves, people I've had as guests for a decade or more, who you now hear with an MSNBC line of all gun ownership is racist, all sovereignty is racist, all industry not owned by the state is racist. They're really making their move and branding it with John McCain saying we've got to ban federally concealed carry. Or it's racist. Give me your gun or you're a racist. And you're like, that doesn't make sense. The Klan was the first gun laws. The black cities are run by globalists and they don't want blacks being armed. That's why their crime rates are so high. The main factor, here's the numbers. They just go, shut up, racist. And you're like, I'm not a racist. They've won. They make you start defending yourself. The Soviets controlled really the biggest region in the world from the east coast of Russia and all the satellites over to Poland and Europe. I mean, you're talking about, what is that, 5,000 miles? 6,000 miles across? I mean, that's incredibly diverse. And they had political correctness. They had hate crimes. And if you were a member of the local Soviet Commissars, political police, that's who they were, and you killed somebody, you didn't get in trouble. But if you shot your mouth off against the government, they would announce, this person's been arrested because they were talking bad about our Asian members of the Soviet Union. And it wouldn't even be true, but, well, good, he's been sent to the gulag. That's when you hear hate crime, thought crime, all this speech crime stuff, that's what Stalin and before him Lenin did. When you hear political correctness, that is a Soviet term. I mean, when you know history, you're like, oh my goodness gracious. I mean, we know what this is. There isn't any bones about it. And the general public has no idea what the three branches of government are. No idea. Much less what authoritarianism is, and it always looks the same. The black uniforms, the mask, the checkpoints, the knock of the door, the political police, all of this. I mean, this, and they're just slowly trying to get our police and military to go along with it. And the good news is most of them are rebelling against it. I think they've miscalculated and things aren't going well for them. The problem is they just get rid of the good cops and military and find people that will do it. Generally, though, those aren't even evil people. They think they're the boss. Everybody else is a slave, and they're kind of a minder. Police and military have got to get really aware situationally to the fact of, I'm not lying to him, okay? I mean, you need to look into this stuff and find out I'm telling you the truth. Because when you find out I'm telling you the truth, you'll figure out we better do something. All right, I want to go to one of our sponsors, but that's not why he's on the show with us. He had a great idea, Chad Cooper. Boy Scout, police officer, Air Force intelligence specialist, master's in strategic intelligence defense, contractor, CEO of Infidel Body Armor. He'd be a great guy to have on just as a guest sometime from all of his life experience. And he saw an article out of the New American. Author Brad Thor offers to buy Zimmerman new gun and ammo after the Justice Department is blocking the release of evidence from Zimmerman murder trial as part of the continued cover-up. And so now Chad Cooper of InfidelBodyArmor.com, he wants to make an announcement to George Zimmerman, and of course this is a political statement too, about something he wants to offer George Zimmerman. So Chad, thank you for coming on the broadcast with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I appreciate it.
You bet. So what do you want to say to George Zimmerman?
Well, I'd like to offer him and his extended family free body armor. I understand that there's been thousands of death threats made against him. And frankly, that's just not right in America. People should be able to be free, especially after a jury announces that he's innocent. with all the death threats against him, I'd just like to offer him and his family body armor without any charge.
Well, I think that they should take advantage of that, and so we'll try to get them a message. Or I guess you could probably just ship it right to his home address, even though he's not there now. It'll get to him. So why don't we just why don't you just ship him four or five of your great body armor packages right to his front door? I think they'll get there that way.
We'll do that. Absolutely.
and again, just the idea of what happens if he does get killed. There's all these calls to kill him. And I wonder what the Obamanoids are going to do then if they actually kill this guy that's been found not guilty.
Well, I hope that doesn't happen. But if it does, I imagine it would just be swept under the rug. And, you know, we can blame it all day long. Well, you know, the people are angry and they need to have their way, you know. And I imagine some kind of political spin would be made on something like that.
Have you heard about the black George Zimmerman who 3 years ago killed a white 17-year-old who was breaking into cars with two others and rushed him, and a white grand jury no-billed the indictment that the prosecutor wanted? We've got that article up on Infowars.com. In fact, if that guy, if somebody can get a hold of him, we're trying to get a hold of him, I want to get the gentleman on. I mean, I wonder why the white grand jury no-billed him. I thought they're all racist.
That's a good question. I was just reading that article myself, and it doesn't surprise me. You know, our media wants to paint everybody as racist, and unless it's the other way around. And we've known that for years, and that's just the way it is in America, unfortunately, right now.
Well, I think the system's bitten off more than it can chew. If just good Americans of all races, colors, creeds, religions stand up and say no, what do you think?
Well, it doesn't really, in my opinion, it doesn't have anything to do with what he did that night. My stance is that it doesn't have anything to do with what he did that night. It doesn't have anything to do with racism. What it has to do with is this mob mentality that is growing in America that says, hey, if I don't like the way this jury voted, then I'm going to take the law into my own hands. I'm going to go and have this mob mentality where I can lynch somebody if I'm unhappy.
Well, that's it. It's an attack on the jury. It's an attack on the Constitution. It's an attack on being an individual and to be a group thinker. And the government's our big mommy up there.
Right. And they're actually encouraging this type of thought. You know, when the president weighs in on this.
Stay there. We're talking to Chad Cooper, evil CEO of his own American, made in America, successful body armor company. There's nothing worse than that. InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll let him get some closing comments right ahead. And then your phone calls that have been holding for a while. We'll be right back. Stay with us. So, Chad Cooper of InfidelBodyArmor.com, one of our great sponsors, joins us. And he's saying, hey, give George Zimmerman free body armor. So he's going to ship it to his house, and then it'll obviously get to him. But imagine having to live in hiding now. I personally wouldn't. I'd just start festooning myself with firearms. But you've had people shot and killed in Florida who had free George Zimmerman stickers on their cars. And it just shows a crazy attitude that you're going to get ahead. That's what MSNBC basically pushes. If you can deal with the racist crackers. And I listen to MSNBC on XM. It's like the Twilight Zone because it's so clear they're trying to invoke division to divert away from the fact that Obama basically works for globalist interests that are destroying this country. We're living in a Twilight Zone movie. You seem like a pretty smart guy, Chad. What do you think we should do to bring this country together and try to bring back what made this nation great instead of going the direction we're going?
Well, I think the key is we need to start with what you can do. Start with your family. Strengthen your family. Strengthen your friends. Strengthen your church. And it can only grow outwards from there. Start with the circle that you can influence. And when you are prepared, when you are smart, when you've learned the Constitution, then you can help others to grow and strengthen. I think that's what it really needs to go is as us as individuals, we need to enlighten ourselves and refresh our memories of what we've forgotten over the past 100 years.
Absolutely. And, you know, if I had to place bets, I think there's probably a 20-30% chance somebody's going to try to kill George Zimmerman.
Oh, I believe someone probably definitely will. You know, that's pretty good odds that something like that will definitely happen.
And there's a good odds they'll succeed, too.
Well, you know, I've read a couple of reports that say he is wearing body armor, and a couple of pictures I was able to find, it looks like what he's wearing is what police officers typically wear, and that's soft body armor, and that's really only good to stop pistols. So if somebody even took a .22 long rifle out from a distance, it's going to go right through that.
That's right. You've got videos of torture tests and so much more, and your body armor's been tested by H.P. White, the premier testing authority for the National Institute of Justice, and rated at level 3. And it can stop hundreds of rounds of even 30-odd six versus the ceramic that can only stop about 6 or so. And now, obviously, this is heavier, so you wouldn't see cops walking around the street. But if you're driving around in a collapse situation, or you're in your house, or if you want something to exercise in to get in shape, I mean, this is the real deal. This is the road warrior stuff.
That's right, Alex. And, you know, the end of the world as we know it has already happened for George Zimmerman.
And your Skype just cut out.
The time
we got start over. Out. Go ahead. You're saying it cut out at the end of the world as George Zimmerman knows it.
Right. At the end of the world as we know it has already happened for George Zimmerman. And I believe it's coming soon to a neighborhood near you. So being prepared is part of it. And like you said, our body armor is a little bit heavier. It's about a pound heavier than the ceramic. And here's the trade-off. I've got for those people who are viewing in, this is a ceramic plate that was shot 6 times. On the second shot, it went through there's a hole right here. It went through on the second shot. They're rated for 6 hits. 6 hits in 6 different places. Now, our body armor right here, like you said, it'll stop hundreds of rounds. We've tested it, 308 sniper rounds, hundreds of rounds, literally in the same spot, and it keeps repelling bullets. And to me, that's not even a trade-off.
And exactly, you know, me saying it's heavy, it's only a little bit heavier than the other. I mean, my point is, though, this is the real deal. You've also got backpacks, so much more, an amazing site, infidelbodyarmor.com. And there's also a toll-free number there on the website. In fact, do you happen to have that toll-free number in front of you? I'll give that out to people.
I actually, rather than call the 404-ARMOR-16, that's 409-276-6716.
All right, absolutely. Thank you so much for being on with us, my friend. InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.